Hello, folks, and welcome to another episode of Under Western Stars. That's the sweet band show of my neighbor and music partner, Bill Burke, playing a little tune called Lost Indian. And you, if you're a regular listener, you'll recognize that as the theme song for our show. Under Western Stars comes to you each week from the old home ranch here at Doney Park, north of Flagstaff. We're out on the patio, and the sun is shining warm, although the weather's taking a dive. They say we're going to have temperatures of 19 degrees in just a couple of days. There have been light frosts, and they've nibbled at Sue's garden, but not completely killed it. It's that time of the year. The air is clear and in the morning cold, kind of like a fine wine. It's very delicate. The light patterns all shifting. You remember that tune about the log cabin home in the sky, Bill? Grab your mandolin and let's see if we can play that.
The winter, it has begun. Now is the time to slip away from the California sun to a place where a man can be free as the wind, wild as the huskies cry. Winter is nigh, let us fly to my log cabin home in the sky. Door, many a log on the stove, with the chickadee singing a comforting song. I'll show you it's you that I love. Oh, let the wolves howl, they won't find us there. By a soft oil lamp we will lie. Winter is nigh, let us fly to my log cabin home in the sky. Comes a time to every man when he must turn his back on the crowd, when the glare from the lights is way too bright and the music plays too loud, when a man must run from the deeds he has done, recalling those days with a sigh. Winter is nigh, let us fly to my log cabin home. Fly away now. Thank you.
here's something that I wrote about this time of the year. I called it Plum Jam, Making Light of Depression. The stems of the amaranth in my yard have turned a deep, embarrassed purple in just the last week. They were just part of the background of an unusually lush tangle of knee-high greens. But the shortening hours of sunlight and almost freezing temperatures have triggered a chemical color shout-out that makes them tremble and vibrate. Similar switches have been madly clicking in my bloodstream, and I do mean madly. Since my childhood, I've been aware of a seasonal dread that creeps in with the failing light. I discovered it when I was 6 and started school. Ask not whose name the winter wind calls. It calls for you, grasshopper. It calls for you. I assure you, I fiddled away the summers, building forts, fighting wasps, catching tadpoles, making ink out of pokeberry juice. Previously, long green summers just rolled on and on, but suddenly, school waited. Mama took advantage of the waning summer days to can the last of the tomatoes, squash, beans, and corn to feed her big family through another Texas winter. I had limited enthusiasm for those mundane foods. There was a distinct scarcity of sweetness in our diet. Blackberries were rare as hen's teeth. Mama made preserves of the little yellow pear tomatoes she grew in her flower bed. When I was just a toddler, I was found under the kitchen table with a spoon and a pint jar of her tomato preserves. But we had wild hog plums born on scraggly bushes that grew in thickets at the edge of abandoned fields. They were small and knotty and tart as a vinegar kiss. They didn't taste like the pictures of plums in my health book. I learned early of their powerful pucker power. That was until the first freeze would blush and soften the fruit with deeper color and sweeten its flesh. The leaves would echo the color change of the ripe fruit. They displayed a sunset shade of tangerine pink, the same as the underside of a scissor-tail flycatcher's tail feathers. When the leaves changed, I knew the fruit had finally found its native sweetness. I can close my eyes right now and picture an old gallon galvanized bucket filled with hog plums. The bucket is beat all to hell, and the fatigued spots bleed rusty red against the blue-gray zinc and the endless shades of the fragrant plums, and the sun-drenched light seem the most beautiful thing I have ever seen. And that realization is sharper than the broken edge of a beer bottle. The perception of beauty as pain has always been one of the aha markers of depression for me. The slanting ray of autumn light increases the sadness of the world exponentially. The grama grass and ponderosa trunk that conspire to occupy the entire span of my breath and exit my body as tears. Mama would wash the plums and boil them with pectin and sugar. A scum would form at the edge of the blue granite pan that reminded me of the fretted whites of eggs fried in bacon grease. She would pour the jelly into half-pint jars and seal them with metal lids and rings, or pour melted wax in the top of the jar. Every batch was a different shade of amethyst. Set in the kitchen window, they became prisms of pure light, the color of bruises, of tornado clouds. They held promises for January mornings. A biscuit, brown as a desert mesa, broken open, releasing tendrils of stored solar heat radiating into the atmosphere, crowned with a big dollop of golden yellow, fresh churned butter. Tiny flecks of buttermilk still dotting the crevices of the butter. And then nesting a generous spoon of wild plum jelly. Like a garnet on the Pope's ring, bless us all, for we have sinned. You know, I guess we're not on the flyway of the Canadian geese here in northern Arizona, but when I was a kid in Texas, this time of the year, I'd hear them honking in the night, and in the daytime, I could look out and see a big V-shaped string of geese flying high across the sky. And sometimes they would settle down on the creeks and the ponds and spend a few hours or days before they went on south to their final resting place, wherever that was. South America? I don't know. What's that tune you play, Bill, about the ducks on a mill pond?
Well, it's called Ducks on a Mill Pond.
All right.
We don't have a mill pond nearby, but we have the Rio de Flag, which actually has a few ducks in it.
There you go. Que bueno. I've always loved that tune.
Here's an Irish tune. I learned it off a record that John Kevin Burke had recorded. Thank you.
What a sweet tune. What's that called?
Well, it's got an Irish word, one great big long Irish word, which if you translate it, is a pre-made milking her cow.
I think it's great that they have one word that means that. This time of the year, I always think about my mama, Alice Kintzer Norris, and the long, long hours she put into raising and preparing food for our family. I like to sing this song for her. It's a Greg Brown song called Canned Goods. Let the wild winter winds bellow and blow. I'm as warm as a July tomato. Peaches on the shelf, potatoes in the bin. Supper's ready, everybody come on in. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Grandma put it all in jars. There's a root cellar, fruit cellar down below. Watch your head and down you go. Peaches on the shelf, potatoes in the bin. Supper's ready, everybody come on in. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Grandma put it all in jars. Maybe you are weary and you don't give a damn. I bet you never tasted her blackberry jam. Peaches on the shelf, potatoes in the bin. Supper's ready, everybody come on in. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Grandma put it all in jars. When I go down to see Grandma, I gain a lot of weight. With her dear hand, she gives me plate after plate. Peaches on the shelf, potatoes in the bin. Supper's ready, everybody come on in. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Grandma put it all in jars. What with the weather and the economy and everything, I think I'll just go down there and eat until spring. Peaches on the shelf, potatoes in the bin. Supper's ready, everybody come on in. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Grandma put it all in jars. She's got magic in her hands, you know what I mean. She puts the sun and the rain in with her beans. She cans the pickles, sweet and dill, and the song of the whippoorwill, and the morning dew, and the evening moon. I really gotta go down and see her soon. The canned goods that you buy in the store, they ain't got the summer in them anymore. Bet your grandma sure as you're born, I'll have some more potatoes and a thunderstorm. Peaches on the shelf, potatoes in the bin. Supper's ready, everybody come on in. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Grandma put it all in jars. You know, the tune I never get tired of playing is Goodbye Old Paint. Shall we try a little bit of that? Mm-hmm.
paint. I'll need an old hand going to Montana for to throw the hula hand. The feeds in the coolies, the waters in the draw. Their tails are all matted, their backs are all raw. Ride around, little dogies, ride around, I'm kind of slow. The fiery and the snuffy, the raring to go. Goodbye, old paint, I'm a leaving Cheyenne. Goodbye, old paint, I'm a leaving Cheyenne. Leaving Cheyenne, bound for Montana. Goodbye, old paint, I'm a leaving Cheyenne. Old Bill Jones had two daughters and a song. One went to Denver, the other went wrong. His wife, she died in a pool room fight. He sings this song from morning till night. Ride around, little dogie, ride around, I'm kinda slow. The fiery and the snuffy, raring to go. Goodbye, old paint, I'm a leaving Cheyenne. Goodbye, old paint, I'm a leaving Cheyenne. Leaving Cheyenne, bound for Montana. Goodbye, old paint, I'm a leaving Cheyenne. When I die, don't you bury me at all. Take my saddle and my pony, lead him from the stall. Tie my bones to his back, turn his face toward the west. We'll ride the prairie we love the best. Ride around, little dogies, ride around, I'm kinda slow. The fiery and the snuffy are raring to go. Goodbye, old paint, I'm a leaving Cheyenne. Goodbye, old paint, I'm a leaving Cheyenne. Leaving Cheyenne, bound for Montana. Goodbye, old paint, I'm a leaving Cheyenne.
Thank you, folks, for tuning in again to another episode of Under Western Stars. I am your host, Tony Norris. And if you'd like to know more about me or listen to archived copies of Under Western Stars, go to my website, www.tonynorris.com. Sign up for the mailing list while you're there. We're able to come to you through the generosity of the Historic Museum Club, that old log roadhouse, which has been in Flagstaff since about 1931. Our engineer, Matt Sarnowski, is comes up on his bicycle with his whole studio and a knapsack, and he unfolds it here in the under the big pines, and he records our show. Thank you, Matt. We receive technical assistance from Jay Jacoby and from Greg Hales. The sweet notes of Lost Indian being played by Bill Burke. Time to head back to the barn. If I don't see you in the future, I will see you in the pasture.